Time now for Intelligent Investing, presented by Anderson Griggs Investments in Rock Hill.
Pleased to have with us today Justin Anderson, president of Anderson Griggs Investments in downtown Rock Hill. And Justin, I don't know whether you can make any sense out of this, but the market's up 1,200 points one day, down 200 points the next day. But overall, the market seems to be improving from where it was earlier this year.
That's right, Manny. So, you know, we've had a really nice run recently. For the month of October, the Dow Jones total return was up about 14%. The S&P 500 was up 8%. And here we are now in November, and we're close to up 2.5%. We're tidying up the third quarter earnings season. In the last home stretch of it, I think 85% of all companies in the S&P 500 have released. And so far, 70% of those companies have outperformed on both revenues and earnings. But the growth rate year over year, it's only up about 2%. So that's really low since 2020, I guess. And this week is going to be a volatile week. We have a whole bunch of consumer spending companies. So retail is releasing earnings. We got Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, Target, TJX, Gap, Kohl's, Macy's, Ross. That's not even all of them. So I expect this week could be somewhat volatile because the strength of the consumer is reflected in those numbers. And consumer spending is 68% of GDP. So I would expect, you know, we've had a nice run, but not a lot overall has changed. And this week, we got a bunch of those big retailers coming out, and they are a good assumption of how well people are doing. So I would expect a volatile week.
Well, it is the Christmas shopping season, and people are going to be out there with their pocketbooks wide open, trying to make sure that people have smiles on their face.
So even though we're going to have this short-term volatility based on these retail stocks, the big story still hasn't changed that much. The Fed is going to continue to raise interest rates, whether that's 0.75%, 0.5%, but they're going to continue to do that because the inflation numbers are still up. That is a big portion of where the market's going to go.
Should be a very interesting end to 2022. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, man.
Intelligent Investing is presented by Anderson Griggs Investments in Rock Hill. To hear a replay of shows, go online to andersongriggs.com.